This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the West of cowardice, while another top official said that Russia was trying to split the nation in two, like North and South Korea. Zelensky made an exasperated plea for fighter jets and tanks to sustain a defense in Europe's biggest ground conflict since World War II. Speaking after U.S. President Joe Biden met with senior Ukrainian officials in Poland, Zelensky lashed out at the West ping-pong about how jets and other defensive weapons should be provided to help Ukraine defend itself. Russia now says its main focus is on taking control of the eastern Donbas region, an apparent pullback from the earlier more expansive goals. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday sought to reassure wary Israel and its Gulf Arab allies that the Biden administration is committed to their security ahead of the possible renewal of global power's international nuclear deal with Iran. Blinken made the comment shortly before joining his counterparts from Israel and four Arab countries at a special gathering where the Iranian nuclear deal was expected to top the agenda. Israel and many of its neighbors are fiercely opposed to the deal, which they believe will embolden and enrich Iran. And the Biden administration has been working to renew the 2015 nuclear deal, which placed curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in sanctions relief. With support from Israel, the Trump administration withdrew from the deal in 2018, causing it to unravel altogether. Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying that he wants to reassure Israel and the Gulf Arab allies that the Biden administration is committed to the security ahead of the possible renewal of the global powers international nuclear deal with Iran. This is VOA News. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to develop more powerful means of attack days after its most serious missile launch in more than 4 years. The statement suggests more weapons tests might follow. North Korea said last week it had tested its newest and longest ballistic missile, which would put it anywhere in the U.S., the Hwangsong-17. North Korea's official media said Kim made the comment in a photo session with scientists and others involved in last week's missile test. Kim said a country can guarantee its security only when it has overwhelming military power that cannot be stopped by anyone. China began locking down most of its largest city of Shanghai on Monday as coronavirus outbreak surges and amid questions about the economic toll of the nation's zero COVID strategy. Shanghai's financial district and nearby areas will be locked down until Friday. A citywide river will be starting its own five-day lockdown in the Huangpu River area. And Shanghai detected 3,500 cases on Sunday alone, though nearly all were positive for the virus without showing any symptoms. China has maintained its zero-tolerance strategy of using lockdowns, mass testing, and quarantining of close contacts to eradicate community transmission of the virus as quickly as possible. El Salvador's Congress has now granted the President Nayib Bukele's request to declare a state of emergency amid a wave of gang-related killings over the weekend. 14 people were killed on Friday, 62 people died Saturday. It's a scale of violence that has not been seen for years. By comparison, there were 79 homicides in the entire month of February. The president announced the request Saturday in his social media accounts, and Congress approved it early Sunday. The decree would suspend constitutional guarantees of freedom of assembly and loosen arrest rules for as much as 30 days, but it could be extended. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Lima on Sunday in support of an opposition-backed proposal to impeach the Peruvian president Pedro Castillo over corruption allegations. The leftist Castillo or his attorney will need to present his defense this coming Monday before lawmakers debate the vote. Recapping our top story again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing the West of cowardice. And another top official said Russia was trying to split the nation in two, like North and South Korea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.